Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Joe Gruber, talking about the girls' basketball. The Lady Blue Jays with three wins now on the season, getting that third win last Friday night on Valentine's and on the road in the Big East. Never easy, Coach, but a good win against Perry LeCompton, 46-39, and 46, obviously one of your highest scoring totals of the season. But a lot of things went right for your team in that game. Talk about some of the things that you were most pleased with besides just getting the road win.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Man, we came out and played pretty well, in this first half and got out to about a 7-8 point lead at halftime. And I thought we did some really good things, and credit to, Coach Franzetta and Perry made some adjustments at halftime. And man, the second half was a game of runs. We would get up by 11 and they would bring it down to 2 and then we'd get back by 11. And, you know, I credit the girls for just making plays down the stretch. And, you know, in a season where, you know, we haven't won a whole lot of games, it takes a lot of guts and a lot of composure to make those plays in those situations.
Yeah, no doubt, especially when, as you kind of alluded to, I mean, they haven't been in that situation a whole lot and finding ways to do all the little things necessary to get a big win on the road. Well, and I know you've talked about leadership with this team throughout the year and how hard the girls have, you know, fought and stayed together. And I wanted to ask you, because I know it was a special night on Monday earlier this week, you hosted Hiawatha. It was senior night, but you got to showcase not only all of those senior girls, but also a pretty special moment at the beginning of the game for Ellie Fitzgerald to get a varsity basket.
Yeah, absolutely. Ellie's been a part of our program for 3 years now, and she's special to be around. The girls love having her at practice every day and in the games, and man, she's so fun to be around, so positive all the time. A great example of a great teammate. So it was awesome to get her that moment, and to get her, all the seniors a moment on senior night. I know that they were excited about it. I credit Coach Jasper for letting us make that happen for her. And then I also want to credit Audrey Tramp was the one who passed her the ball, and Audrey's been out the second half of the season with some medical issues. So that was good to get everybody on the court to be a part of that special moment.
No doubt. You end up falling in the game 54-32, but sounded like perimeter shooting was kind of the biggest difference Monday.
Yeah, we came out. We got ourselves in a little bit of a hole early, battled back pretty well. And then, you know, in the second half, you look at the numbers, and we didn't play terrible. One of those nights where, you know, Kylie Nelson played a really good game, shot it really well, and overall the whole Hiawatha team, and when they're on, they're a tough team to compete with. Every one of them seemed like they can shoot. They move the ball really well. Man, they suffocate you on defense. So we didn't get off to a great start, but other than that, I mean, shots didn't really fall for us, and that's a credit to Hiawatha more than anything about just making it difficult for us. But yeah, you know, as you look back on this season, where, you know, we don't shoot it really well and they shoot it well, most of those games, it's out of hand. And we were within about 12 to 14 points in that fourth quarter. So that's just showing making progress throughout the year of even when you don't shoot it well, we're still competing in games.
You bet. Like most teams, gym time, practice time has been pretty limited here as of late. But you got two regular season games left on the schedule, hopefully Friday at Holton, and then the game against Nemaw Central slated for next week to kind of wrap up the regular season. So what's kind of the thoughts, the mindset? I know you haven't been able to be around the girls as much and work on as many things maybe as you wanted, but what do you hope to kind of accomplish here out of these last two games going into Substate?
Yeah, we've got two tough games in the year. Holton's playing really, really well right now, and so is Nemahaw. So, we'll be battle tested for Substate for sure. Yeah, I'm excited just to continue getting better and then hopefully be playing our best basketball by the end of next week, Thursday, when it comes to Substate.
Look forward to seeing you Friday night as I'll get to broadcast the game at Holton, Coach. And we'll look forward to chatting more and going into the postseason next week. Thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Coach Joe Gruber of the Sabetha Girls. We'll talk Blue Jay boys basketball after this quick break.